Masami tries calling his mom, but she doesn't pick up. He waits another hour, and before he tries calling her again, she finally picks up the phone.
Hey mom, could you send me Tadanobu's new email address and number? Why? No mom. Yeah, I know he has to prepare for the opening tonight. Okay, I won't bother him. Yeah, bye. I better update them on my situation. I emailed Denko saying I wasn't able to get a hold of my brother. Nothing new to report, really. I'm just waiting for her reply now.
You know, girls love sweet things too, so hear me out now. Once you get your hamsters packed into a box, sprinkle them with about 10 kilos of sugar until they're hidden. And then your girl opens the box and she'll see nothing but sugar. Then bam! Hamsters leap out from the sugar and she gets so surprised.
Reading this thread reminds me that creeps like this do exist. And it reassures me that I'm doing just fine.
You guys calling me creepy and hopeless is really making me lose confidence.
So you're implying that you had confidence before?
Still no reply. I'm going to send another one. Next person to post decides the title. On the other hand, you'll probably say something weird, so never mind.
I don't know why I even bother writing here anymore. You're being an absolute pest if you send more than 3 emails without a reply. Also, you should learn how to have a proper conversation. Stop trying to push yourself and listen to her more.
What should I ask? I've never talked with girls. I don't know what I should talk about.
You got a completely wrong idea what listening means. Listening is not questioning. What she was trying to say is that you shouldn't talk about yourself, but listen to what she says. Just be mature and wait if there's no reply. Patience, man.
Well, I told Denko to email me when she has the time. Also, I invited her to just have the 3 of us go since my brother can't come.
His brother is definitely looking like the real target here.
Reading all these responses again, I realize it's like 70% abuse and 30% ramen. I knew I was getting teased for not having a romantic experience, but I didn't quite realize it was that bad. It's a bit of a shock.
Screw you guys! His persistence should be commended. He's sending massive amounts of emails out of worry and buying clothes to improve his appearance. Great job.
Oh, a serious reply at last. Yes, I'll try my hardest. Thanks for the uplifting comments. I just emailed Denko about what kinds of clothes she likes men to wear. Uh-oh. I wonder if she'll figure out I like her.
You really must be an ass pie if you thought that was serious.
Since you guys keep calling me creepy and scary, I'm wondering if I should send her an email asking if I am scary. Do people send emails like that?
I guess. Maybe? I mean, if you don't ask, you might not be able to face each other. Give it a shot.
I sent it. Can't wait for the reply.
Let's think about this sensibly. If I heard an email alert going off several hundred times a day from the same person, yeah, I'd call the police.
I'd be happy if I got that many emails from her. Still no reply. What should I do? I'm getting worried. But everyone seems to say I should let her send emails to me and just reply to those. It's really irritating, though. What makes girls happy?
We like handwritten letters with compliments and maybe some jewelry that suits her.
You not emailing her would be great.
Hey, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. If you're all so experienced with love, maybe that's why you don't understand how I feel. I got an email from Denko. It said, maybe a little scary. Only a little is okay, right? I want to make sure there's no misunderstandings.
If you want to clear up a misunderstanding, send an email like this. Sorry to scare you, but don't misunderstand, I just want to be friends, Denko. Keep sending emails like that. You already sent over 600. So just sending one at this point will make you look insincere. So send at least 20. Even that might be too few.
I don't know about sending repeatedly, so I'll just send this once. Sorry to scare you, but don't misunderstand me. I just want to be friends with you. Still, thanks.
Whoa, man. Think about it the other way around. You've gotten 600 emails from Denko, but all of a sudden this just is one. Wouldn't you be uneasy? If you don't want to upset Denko, send more.
What exactly is scaring her, though? I'm doing the best I can, but I don't want to be called scary. Not even maybe a little scary. It's really annoying me.
Even if she doesn't want to say it, man, you're really, really fucking scary. You don't need our help, you need professional help, quick!
Yikes. Am I really that bad? It's not like I want to punch people or kill people out of love for Denko, right? Please tell me something I can say to make her happy and not leave any misunderstandings.
Ooh, how about that new teriyaki burger at McDonald's?
Okay, thanks. I just asked if she knew if the new teriyaki burger at McDonald's is any good. If I can really clear up misunderstandings by emailing Denko stuff like that, then my mood might start to turn around. So many people have called me scary that I feel traumatized. But alright, I'll be careful not to make any more aggressive emails. Thank you for the advice. You guys are so experienced.
I don't think this has anything to do with experience, man. Poor Denko.
Experienced or not, I can't comprehend how you don't get things that everyone should know.
I know where you're coming from, unfortunately. I'm kind of figuring the OP has played a lot of dating sims and such. In those games, you need to take action for your bond to go up, but you can't go into real life thinking it works that way.
Yes, you hit the bullseye. I really have no clue how to handle three-dimensional women. It's so easy to confess in games, but so hard in the real world. Now, I know that all too well.